Now he says here, verse 8, Israel is swallowed up. And you know where the 10 tribes are today? Well, if you think that we are Ephraim today, you read these chapters here about God's judgment on Ephraim. My friend, so many people that turn to this idea that we might be Ephraim and this nation might be, which is absolutely absurd, and I can't think of anything more absurd than that, but a great many people like to think that. Well, nothing in the world but judgment is mentioned of Ephraim here, friends. And Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the nations like a vessel in which is no pleasure. You can't locate them, and you'll not be able to locate them either. Nobody could locate them. I'm confident that they are mixed up with the tribe of Judah when they return, and there's been no way in the world to separate them out, and they're scattered throughout the world today. Actually, there's more of Israel in New York City than there is in the whole nation of Israel. And there are more outside of Israel, many times more, than there are in the land. At least four times as many are outside of the land, even today. And God has made it very clear here. Swallowed up. And now he says, verse 9, here is another reason, just a specific act that they did that brought judgment. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim hath hired lovers. And what a condemnation this is. They're like one of these long-eared mules. And a great many of us sometimes feel like we've acted like that. And they went up to Assyria for help. And they tried to buy off Assyria, paid lovers. But they found out that they couldn't buy off Assyria. And God will use Assyria to judge them. Yea, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim hath made many altars to sin, altars shall be unto him to sin. Now, an altar is a place to worship. God gave the nation Israel an altar. And we today in the church have an altar. Those of you that were with us in Hebrews, the last book we studied before we came here, the Hosea, we saw that we have an altar. It's in heaven. And the throne of God today is a throne of grace. And the Lord Jesus is our great high priest at that altar to make intercession for us. Actually, an altar is a place of worship. Now, God says here that they've made many altars to sin, and altars shall be unto him sin, not worship. And what does he mean by that? He means that they've turned to idols, and they've turned to religion, and the worship of idols, and it won't help them. It'll bring judgment upon them. And religion, friends, has been the most damning thing that this world has ever experienced. Religion has damned the world. Look at India today. They can't even have a porterhouse steak over there because the cows are sacred. And yet multitudes starving to death and they can't raise cattle. May I say to you, look at the condition of China today. Anywhere religion is gone, and you take our ancestors, yonder in the wilderness of Europe, in the forests there, and in England, may I say to you that religion has not helped. It's damned the human race. Only the Lord Jesus can deliver us.